Hey, it's Michael Curry here. Thanks for dropping around. You are listening to Inspiring Workplaces Humor at Work. So I was watching a bee do its thing. You know, bees, they do their thing. They flit around from flower to flower, and they cross-pollinate, which contributes so much to the world. So it got me thinking, or reminded me, of how heaps of research suggests that the concept of cross-pollination of ideas is one of the keys to more creativity and innovation at work. The more people from different areas of expertise mix and mingle and share ideas and perspectives, the greater the likelihood of truly novel ideas rising to the surface. Here are just a few ways you can encourage cross-pollination in your workplace. First, rejig your office space. When Steve Jobs took over Pixar Studios, he redesigned the physical layout of the office space to force employees from different departments to interact more often with each other. Hold job shadowing days. Call them Groundhog Days, where employees shadow someone in a completely different department for the day. Or hold job swap days, wherever feasible, where employees can take over each other's duties for a day so they get a totally different perspective. Invite outsiders from other departments, areas of expertise, or even outside your company into your meetings, especially brainstorming sessions. Cross-train. Include people from across a variety of disciplines and departments in training programs. Hold social events and business networking events that cross department boundaries. And finally, hold contests for creative ideas that include family members, customers, and all your employees. So look for opportunities. It doesn't take much to make sure you are creating fertile ground by cross-pollinating ideas in your workplace. And now my fun at work tip. Brazil-based Semco company has an out-of-your-mind committee whose sole purpose is to discuss crazy ideas that don't fit into the agenda of any regular meeting. If people don't respond to an idea by saying, "You're out of your mind," then the idea is considered too tame. The name of the committee gives people permission to think in outlandish ways, and by ensuring their meetings are fun and respectful, the group continually generates innovative ideas. If nothing else, a committee such as this sends a powerful message around the need to avoid complacency and to constantly be on the lookout for new and better ways to do things at work. And the deep thought of the week: never delay the end of a meeting or the start of happy hour. Oh, so true. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here are some outrageous, or some more. I had some on the last podcast. Here's some more outrageous calls received on British Columbia's ECOM 911 emergency hotline. "Can you get my basketball out of a tree? Come quickly, I have an issue with a vending machine." Oh, those issues with vending machines. "Is it okay to park on the street? I need assistance because a car is parked too close to me. Hello, 911 operator? I need the non-emergency line." So there you go. Wacky calls. Please don't do that when you're phoning your 9 in. Make sure it's a real emergency. Lives are at stake. Hey, as always, cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, for more ideas, resources, videos, and to sign up for the print version of this puppy. And as always, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.